Like Bishop Jakes, commentator Clarence Page hopes President Bush will meet Prime Minister Tony Blair's challenge to double U.S. aid to Africa. He also hopes the president will assist the struggling continent with the same determination he's applied to the war in Iraq.
When the world's wealthiest nations meet at the G8 conference in Scotland next month, British Prime Minister Tony Blair hopes to enlist their help for the world's poorest continent. Africa needs help, and Blair needs to polish Britain's world image after the very unpopular Iraq invasion. That's a good reason for Blair to ask the G8 to double its development aid to Africa, and President Bush can help if he wants to. So far, he's sounding like the elder President Bush did back in the 1980s, when he lamented that Americans, quote, have more will than wallet. During Blair's recent White House visit, he asked the U.S. and other industrialized nations to donate $25 billion each to help Africa development. Instead, Bush cheerfully announced a meager $674 million, as if it were new money. In fact, it was money that Congress already had approved for Africa aid. For the Prime Minister, who had laid his own political fortunes on the line for Bush's war in Iraq, it was a disappointing snub. But days later, President Bush could hardly say no to another G8 initiative for Africa, debt relief. G8 finance ministers decided to forgive more than $40 billion of debt for 18 countries, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. The money came from World Bank loans and other development funds dating back to the Cold War. The U.S. used to buy allies against communism, many of them corrupt strongmen like the late Zairean president Mobutu Sese Seko. The regimes took the cash, ostensibly to oppose communism, but seldom allowed much of the money to reach their constituents. Mobutu is gone, along with most of the other old regimes, but the debt remains, preventing reformers from dragging their countries out of poverty, disease, and in many cases, violent chaos. President Bush went along with the debt relief package. How could he refuse when he recently asked and received $33 billion in debt relief from 19 nations for Iraq's new government? What's good for Iraq, as it tries to get past Saddam, is good for the new governments of Africa, especially now that some safeguards against corruption are in place. This is where President Bush can help. He's promised Blair he will, quote, do more down the road, unquote. An increase in U.S. aid would greatly encourage the rest of the G8 to join in, especially now. Aid to Africa has a new role in the post-9/11 world. It's part of the war on terrorism. Impoverished, chaotic nations like Pakistan, Afghanistan, and rural Indonesia become havens for terrorism. So do chaotic African states like Somalia and Sudan. A little well-placed aid can go a long way toward stopping the next terrorist stronghold. Now that the Bush administration has shown the world how it can wage wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's time to show how well it can wage peace.
Clarence Page is a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.